This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 70 for Tuesday, September 24th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Let's ink it up, baby. We have a little housekeeping to do.
We do. Okay.
We do.
Is it the pens behind my desk?
No, that's chaos to be managed. That's a whole nother housekeeping. Yep. It has been requested that we make a correction to a statement or two that we made a couple of weeks ago. Whichever Canadian Pen Club came to the Detroit Pen Show 2 years ago did not rent a bus. They carpooled. Apparently it's very important to them that the distinction is made and no beverages were involved. So there you go.
All right.
Dallas, baby.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We had the best time.
Dallas is quickly becoming my top, I don't know. I can't even count. Top three, four show, would you say?
You know, there are very few shows we don't say that about, though. I mean, everyone has its own flavor, if you will.
Yes.
All of them have a specific focus or a certain vibe. I mean, some are more vintage, some are more modern, some are just nonstop fun from the minute it opens till the minute you close and even after.
Oh, you're talking about Ohio? Columbus?
I'm talking about all. I mean, Dallas was a blast.
No. You're right. They all have their own unique flavor.
Yep.
I just really, I don't know what it is about Dallas. I just really like it.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I just, you know, it's one. We always, you know, and it's not necessarily how well we do, but I mean, we always find great pens there. This year is no exception.
Yep.
It's just, it's the right time of year to be heading out of Wisconsin and going to a little bit of warmer climate, although, you know, it's not...
Like 90-something?
Yeah, it's not that cold here, but, you know, it was 96 in Dallas when we showed up.
Crazy.
Well,
we also have made this trip, what, four or five times?
Yeah, I lost count. I meant to look it up. I actually have a...
I think this is our fourth Dallas show, which means if you include the buying trip that we went on that Easter weekend, which is still one of my favorite tales, you know, five times to Dallas in 4 years, we know where to stop, we know, you know, like silly things. The Oklahoma Turnpike confuses me because you get on, you drive for about 40 miles, you pay a toll, they give you a receipt, you go to like two exits down, you get off, they give you money back. How cool is that?
Seriously. Yeah, and then there's the Big Indian there.
Oh, that's in what, Big Chief, Oklahoma?
It's a shame because you can't really take a picture of it because it's right out of the toll plaza. So you'd have to pull the car over and it's on the other side. You know, it's a shame we couldn't get a picture. And this thing is, I don't know, 50, 80 feet tall. I mean, it's huge.
It's cool. It's very cool.
So
we'll have to find a picture and put it on the website.
Yeah, well, we'll have to find that. There's got to be one somewhere. So.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. You know, and we stop at the Allen Outlet Mall, which is about half an hour, not even above, north of the show. And it's like we've said before, a great place to get out and stretch and unkink the back. And because after driving for 16, 18 hours, you need a little stretch. And we went shopping. And it's just nice to get out and walk around and just do some window shopping.
Yeah, we always hit it at the right time. Of course, we plan it that way, but you know, it would stink if we got there and it was closed or something.
Yeah, doing that in a couple of them.
Yeah, so well, this one makes up for it because we always hit the mall at the same time, so it's always open. And we made our first stop at
Coach.
And what did you get?
I did get a new purse. you know, we talk about stopping, and I always get to go to coach, but I don't ever want to get the impression, give the impression that we buy something every time. I just like to look. We have a couple games we like to play. You know, count how many purses have patent leather trim and, yeah, you know, that kind of thing. Every time we see the husband chair, we think of Hugh.
Yep.
But I actually bought a purse. And then we went next door. This is one of the few Coach outlets that actually has a men's store next to it. And we went in there, and believe it or not, Brian let me buy him Coach.
Yeah, no, it's a backpack, so.
It's still cool.
There's like a little sliver of leather, like about that big on it.
Yeah, it's got some leather trim, but it's a nice canvas leather backpack. It's for your laptop, and you needed a new one. It's just cool. And you didn't think that your laptop would fit in there, but they're smart. I think a woman did this. They have, what do you call them? Shells, laptop shells, basically.
Yes. Yeah,
it's an actual laptop with no guts. And you can fit it inside the backpack to make sure that it fits. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, so that was good. Got some shoes, and then we got another pair of winter boots in Texas. That's because that's where I buy all my winter boots. And
it is.
And then it was about what? From there, it's about 35, 40 minutes, give or take, to the hotel?
Yeah, partly because there was construction. But since we kind of waited, we took a little bit of an extra long stroll so that we wouldn't hit some of the traffic, and
it wasn't as bad.
I didn't think the traffic was nearly as bad as I was expecting.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was fine.
That there's a request to see the coach.
We'll put a picture up.
Yeah, we'll put a picture up.
But you know, what else do we look at there? We just kind of wandered. Like I said, we were honestly just trying to kill time and stretch a little bit. And so it's an outdoor mall. It's a strip center, but it's several buildings. And we walked the entire thing, which was nice to get some steps on the Fitbit. And kind of our last little moment of peace before we got to the hotel and jumped right into the Penn Show.
Yeah, well, we walk right in, and who do we see?
Eddie G in the bar.
Eddie G is at the bar, so that was cool. And how many times this year now we've seen Eddie? We've seen him several times.
Was the third?
Is it the third? Yeah, I think it was the third time.
And then he's going to be in L.A.
He'll be in L.A., so. No, it was real cool. Well, when we got in, it was supposed to have this big rainstorm, right? So we pull in, and we got there just in time, and we go up to the room, we drop off a couple things, we come down, and we go to the trading room, which is a side trading room on the back. And last year we got there a little bit earlier, I think, or people stuck it out a little bit longer. I'm not sure what the case was, but by the time we got there, Tim Pearson was there, and Mike Wagger and John Jenkins were in the room. That was about it.
Yeah.
Although I did drool over a pen on Tim Pearson's table that later I couldn't find it the next day.
Awesome.
Well, it was a nice looking red hard rubber Lincoln, which is a cool pen. I have a modeled hard rubber version of it. It was would have been cool to have gotten another one, but it was not meant to be. So, we got out of the room, and it's pouring rain.
Well, we were going to have some help unloading the car, and I don't remember if they'd arrived or not, but we figured, okay, let's unload the car now and then be done with it, except it was like a hurricane.
Yeah,
it was torrential. Yep. So we just kind of looked at each other and said, dinner. So we went, sat at the bar, had a drink, ordered some dinner, just some appetizers, and holy cow, are the egg rolls at that hotel phenomenal.
I think we need to get a referral bonus for that, because I think we told everybody there.
We did. We just kept talking about how awesome they were, and everybody kept going and getting them.
They're amazing. They're amazing. And if you go next year to the Dallas show, and you should.
You should, absolutely. Great.
Because we're sitting there, we're going, yeah, weren't they? We had them last year. Weren't the egg rolls pretty good? Yeah, they're awesome. Get them. The wings are good. Yeah, the wings are good.
The wings were good. The what else do we have?
Chicken tenders, which are, you know,
they're all right.
They're all right. They weren't phenomenal.
Egg rolls.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. In fact, so we're sitting down with Joel Hamilton, and Cheryl Tyree was there, and Sid Saperstein came over, and Lisa was talking to Sid, and I was talking to Joel. But I was starving, right? So.
I was trying to not be rude and just
I know.
Nom down right in front of Sid.
We've known Joel a little bit longer, I think. So I'm eating and I'm talking to Joel, and then all of a sudden, you know, like I've eaten half the appetizers, right? And I'm looking at those egg rolls, going, "Will Lisa notice if I take one more?"
Yes.
I better not do that. Better not do that. Lest I be sleeping outside.
Wonderful.
So we had an offer of some help. Mike and Tim Beiler, our good friends, had come over from Little Rock area, and they were coming in about the same time we were, so they stopped, they got dinner, and then after we finished up, they came in, so they offered to help us unload our stuff. Of course, it's been raining, so I pulled the car around, and it's a little bit lighter now, and as we opened the back, we noticed that the water had leaked into the back of the car.
Yep. I think that when I was loading the car, it was so full, I probably pushed it out just a little. It wasn't bad, but it definitely was damp.
Well, we were fortunate that the boxes that did get wet all had stuff in it that was in plastic. Except for like one cardboard display got a little bit wet, but
it was fine.
It was fine. So
yeah,
it could have been much worse. So we got everything out in about. Did we get it all in one trip? No, we did two trips.
Two trips.
Two trips to the ballroom.
For us, that's not bad.
Yeah, that was great. Well,
brought it into the ballroom.
The violins, they're just like.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, we need to hire them.
So
it was great. It was great. And then afterwards went up to the room and
passed out.
I think I unpacked clothes because we didn't have any major wrinkles, but
I don't remember. I remember laying down and that was it.
Comfy bed.
It took us about 20 hours?
We left right about 8 o'clock. Wednesday night, and I mean, we stopped partway and we slept for about 3.5 hours, or I guess about 2.5 hours, and then kept going. It's a long drive.
Yeah.
It's a long drive.
Yep,
so Friday morning, we got up, went down, started to set up, and then before I know it, I see this. Now, it's my own fault, and I accept that, but I see this cluster of pen collectors kind
of huddled. Lisa's got radar.
I do. I have the feeding frenzy radar. And I see everybody, I see several people kind of hunched over one table. And I kind of nudged Brian. I said, "There's a feeding frenzy. You better get over there." And so he runs on over. And then it occurs to me, now I'm left with setup. And he's over there shopping.
That was kind of cool how that worked out, actually. Yeah. Just kidding.
And then, I don't know, 20 minutes later, he comes back with a handful of pens.
Give me money. Give me the checkbook.
You sent me away, now give me money.
Yeah, so here's a smattering of a couple of them here.
Yeah, he came back with some really nice stuff.
Some nice, what do we got here? Got oversized balance. We've got a first-year balance in black, long telephone dialer, as you will. Some really nice color. A gray with red vein, with a fish scale cap band, a flexible nib, touchdown here with a stub nib. I mean, just really, really killer stuff. Good color, moire skyline, some interesting skylines. But then I kept three for myself.
What?
I kept three for myself. Let me repeat that. this one here, and it's, I don't know if my, I'm using a new camera tonight, so I don't know if it's, if it'll pick it up here, if it'll focus on
apparently
it.
Apparently people like the new camera.
In this yeah, too. Well, we're going to get one for you next week.
Oh.
This is a really cool early Schaefer chased hard rubber, but it's got kind of a zigzag pattern on it, nickel trim, and it's got a number two Schaefer nib on it. It needs a little nib work, but I can do that. That's no big deal. Really, really cool pen. Very clean, crisp imprint. I really liked it. And I don't have a whole lot of chased hard rubber Schaefers in my collection. But then I had to take these two. There were two more in the lot. And I just I kept going back to them. And then, and of course, Rob Bader and I seem to be always right next to each other when there's some action in the room. I don't know if that's good news or not, but we love Rob. He's a great guy.
Rob's awesome.
That man needs to write a book, is what that guy needs to do. But so there are these two little guys here. Look at these guys. Aren't these the cutest things?
See, now I think if they're that small, they're probably girls.
I think if they're okay, that's fine. But if they're this small, then it's no big deal that I take them. What? It's two sterling silver Schaefer ring tops. Self-filling nibs. I don't know if you can see that there. It's got a. This one is hand engraved. Really, really beautiful.
Yep.
Very
They're
clean.
Very pretty.
And this one, and I particularly like pens like this. I have a number of Watermans like this. Smooth overlay.
Smooth overlay without a ding is really hard to find.
Without a single ding, and watch me drop it. No. Yeah, it's outstanding, really, really, really beautiful. So I said, you know what, I'm not gonna let them go. And they were from a former Dallas Pen Club member, from his estate. So I thought it was good that they went together. So yep. We got those.
Now we did have a couple fun things go on Friday. I lost count how many people came up to our table. Looking for an Aziza sighting.
Check this out. This is awesome, right? Okay, so I this is where, if you haven't gone to a lot of pen shows and you just see something on a table and you're just not sure. I mean, you may have an idea what it's worth, but you, John Holland, number four, eyedropper. Now look at, isn't that cool?
That's all right.
That's all right. It's got the pen on the top. Okay, now check this out. Okay, so that's the and Evans. This is an Evans from getting these mixed up. This is Waterloo, Iowa, I think is where these are from. And it's called a Hump. Super, super nice condition. Please just punch to actually get one.
Yep.
So that was my finds. Those are my finds for Friday.
The show went on really late, and we knew that, but around 6 o'clock and. I think Joel was there, and then you went out with Cheryl and had a chat. Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of have this, think of it like musical chairs. And you learn stuff, and you start a conversation, and then it takes off kind of on a life of its own. So it's just a lot of fun around the busy day. And we were excited because...
We only had a couple more hours of people asking us where Aziza was.
Because Aziza was going to be in the house, and oh my God. So it was right about noon. I run over, and, you know, I'm a hugger. I'm known for that. And so I run over, and I'm like, oh my God, the donuts are here. And I grab the box, and I turn around. And then put him down and turn around and hug her, and it was awesome. But piece done by Michael Sull that I wanted. But... We got outbid sort of near the end, and that's fine. But I think what we will do is we will commission a piece from him because it was just beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. We'll get exactly what we want.
Yep. We also lost the Monte Grappa book that we bid on.
Native St. Louis.
Well, I wasn't a native.
Well, not native, I mean, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so Laclede was apparently the person who founded...
Pierre Laclede.
Pierre Laclede founded St. Louis. And so there's a lot of things.
And I swear I needed, like, a paper towel to wipe it off because Brian was drooling. It's really cool.
Well, here, let me show it to you.
Yeah. So we ended up ordering a couple.
Yeah, I mean they're not even out. So
no. We did get to take a couple cool. pictures.
They're like,
very cool. They're sort like of a guilloche pattern.
Yeah, guilloche, and then there's one with gold trim, and they're like a smoke gray, transparent, and then one of them has it's like a stealth model, so it's got the black, blackish gray trim and nib.
Stop, of all places, we saw this card for Aziza, and so we gave it to her, and those of you who know Aziza know that she loves her cats. And you may or may not know, you probably know, that she tastes her ink. And so the card has a picture of a cat with a rainbow slushy. And it has a striped or a colored tongue. So it looks like it's licked this rainbow snow cone. And it just made us think of drinking ink and cats and so it was. I had a blast. We both did meeting Lucas Tucker from Scribal Workshop.
Yep.
In person. Oh my God, he is awesome! And holy cow, does that man know his chemistry?
That dude's smart.
Oh my God.
He's like Walter White smart.
Yeah, it was crazy, and it was so fantastic to meet him in person and to hang out. And Talk Inc. And he and his dad were there, and his dad is awesome. They're just really wonderful people. But man, does he know his chemistry, and his current passion is he's teaching high school chemistry. And so he was talking about trying to find that fine line between blowing things up and not blowing things up, and I don't know. But Lucas gave me a present. And let's see if I can hold this up so you can see it. Is that too shiny?
No, that's fine. We totally need to get you a new camera.
Whatever.
Whatever.
He does illuminated manuscripts. And so he just kind of walked up and he kind of whispered in my ear and he said, "Scripture or Shakespeare?" Shakespeare. So it says, "We are errant knaves all. Believe none of us." So I thought that was pretty good.
Very cool.
Yep. But all hand done, hand colored. It's beautiful. So we're going to hang that up in the pen room.
I'm a big fan of the illuminated manuscript.
Yeah. Very cool. And the other thing was we got to see Michael Sull again. Awesome. We knew that he was going to be doing a writing workshop, and he is just so nice. I mean, people were drooling over him, literally, and Aziza took a videotape of him doing some of his calligraphy, his Spencerian writing, and it was amazing. But he's just the nicest, most down-to-earth person you'd ever want to meet. He actually designs bow ties, and the company that He does. I learned this.
I missed this part of the conversation.
I commented on his vest. His vest looked like parchment paper with lines, and it had letters on it. It had the alphabet over and over and over. And I commented on it, and he told me that he designs bow ties, and that the company that makes the bow ties make him a matching vest.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I need a Michael Sull bow tie then.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be cool?
Like I wear it to work, but that would just freak everybody out.
he was looking at some ink, and he wanted to make sure that he got some Edelstein Amber, so we set everything that we had aside for him. And then he was so sweet. He came back, and he said, "I have something for you." Okay. Thinking a hug, you know, whatever. He gave me a mug that he designed.
Yeah, now,
isn't
really
that
cool.
Gorgeous? He did all this. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. I'm never going to use it.
Oh, come on.
No, because then I have to wash it. Well, I'll put it on my desk.
Hand.
Well, I will wash it by hand. But, yeah, absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. And then I did have the pleasure of taking Aziza over there because I knew she'd want to see him. And when I left, I brought her over, introduced her, and when I left, the two of them were just chatting up a storm, and she was videotaping he was writing someone's name, and it was so cool. In fact, several, I think Brian from Kenro was videotaping right next to her, so it was really cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was great to just meet some of the people we only email and talk to on the phone.
Now, did you hear from him when what show he's doing next? I mean, he must be done. Is he going to
Columbus?
Oh, awesome.
And then we'll see him again in L.A.
So what we need to do is we need to maybe in advance, maybe we send him the wording that we would like and see if he could
yes.
do that for us.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Yeah, the mug is beautiful, but we since we lost the silent auction piece, and I don't remember what quote it was, it would have been fine. I mean, it's more for the art than the saying, but if yes. we can have a piece of Michael Saul art that is like one of the quotes from our wedding or something, that would be really cool.
Yeah, yeah, some of those are really, really cool, so.
Yeah. But. And
you got now hang on, wait a minute. So okay. I got all these pens and you got like a mug and a illuminated manuscript?
I got a boyfriend.
What? 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 Something I need to know.
Yes, Colburn and Christy were there at the show. And, you know, we got to spend some time with them in between, you know, customers and stuff. And Saturday, Christy asked Aziza and I if she could take a picture of her husband Colburn's new girlfriends. So his wife took a picture of his new girlfriends.
I should share the picture.
Go ahead. Now, they were awesome. They are such a perfect couple.
Can you see it there?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, so it was fun. They were great. They it was very cool.
So
we had a good time.
Awesome. What else do we have here?
Oh, you never feel guilty. Actually, I think my pens cost. Well, anyway.
Yes, yes. As a matter, let's not skate over that. Your pens were more expensive than mine.
They were $42.
Yes, my point exactly.
It was a little.
$42.49, I think, was the total.
Yes. Yes. A little complicated, the way the payment thing was set up, but. Yeah,
that's right.
I did get two pens. Ironically, I bought two Pilot Preras. And now I know some of you are thinking, well, that's kind of stupid because you sell Preras. You can just go to the pen room and take one out. Not these.
Yeah, those are cool.
Ivory. It's not really white. It's definitely a creamy ivory. It's kind of just a hair more creamy than milk. And then this pale blue, like a robin's egg blue almost.
Now that is cool. That is cool.
Yep. So
I don't even know how many colors there are.
I don't know. But it was fun. It was cool. And I got pens.
Yeah, all right.
Usually you're the one who gets all the pens.
Well, you know, I've been real good lately, so.
I know. That could change this weekend, though.
Yeah, so moving right along. Nice segue, by the way.
Thank you. Got to move on here.
So we just get home Monday, and we're still in the process of getting, we've got some shipping that we need to take care of, which we should be getting caught up tomorrow.
Yep.
It's tomorrow Wednesday already?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Wow. Okay, so tomorrow's Wednesday, and then Thursday we leave again for the Detroit show. So actually, we have not yet unpacked.
We're partly unpacked.
Yeah. Well, we tore the boxes apart tonight trying to find those stinking pilots, because we thought that they were in white boxes.
Well, they are.
But anyway. So anyway, we tore the room apart trying to find them, but we haven't unpacked yet, and we have to repack. to go to the Michigan Penn Show, which is in Detroit at the Met Hotel in Troy. There is a link on our website for that if you're interested in attending. It's a good small club type show. We always have a good time going. And it starts on Friday, September 27th. Dealer trading and setup. This is nice because it's in the afternoon.
Yep.
1 p.m. to 3 p.m. So we get to get in there. You know, actually, we're going to roll in early Friday morning. Hopefully, get
like 2 in the morning.
Sleep. Yeah.
Yep.
General admission runs 3 to 7. So it's going to run late on Friday, which is nice.
And then I think we're doing dinner.
Yes.
A couple people.
Yep.
And then Saturday is the busy day, 10 to 6. And we like Detroit we like the Michigan show for a couple reasons. It's close, which is nice after several long drives. It's not really busy, so you can kind of wander around the room. It's basically one big room and a little annex room. And so you can go and do a little bit of shopping and still keep an eye on your table, which is nice. It's a little less pressure. It's also a good way to kind of end the year of the Penn Show circuit. Columbus is last, but it's the second to last show. And it's just nice to be a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah, we found some really great stuff there.
We have several times.
I think we have bought both of our two of our favorite inks there. You got me a bottle of Mont Blanc Bordeaux in the box, and I believe 2 years ago we found two bottles of Penman Sapphire.
Oh, at a stupid awesome price. Yeah.
Yeah. $15 a bottle or something like that.
Oh, I think it was. Yeah, it was like $25 a bottle or for
30
or something. Like the math did not work out.
It didn't work out, yeah.
But
so
we took it. So it's a good show. It's definitely a club show. They don't seem to be all that eager to expand. It's manageable for them, and everybody likes it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a fun, friendly show.
Yeah, yeah, it's I like it. It's a lot less work than it is going to some of these other shows. So
yeah, absolutely.
So if you're in the area, definitely come and check it out. We'll be there. So,
but there is no bar and there's no restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, there's a
There's a big, huge mall.
The mall is close by. Like just down the less than a half a mile away.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So.
It's a couple miles.
Is it a couple miles? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough food and everything there that you can possibly imagine. So if we're going to P.F. Chang's this year, we need to actually make the arrangement in advance, I think.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, but it's a good show. Everybody is just happy to be there. Everybody, all the vendors are friendly, and there are a couple of the Michigan Pen Club members who really only go to perhaps Michigan and Columbus. So it's great to be able to see them.
Captain Kirk?
Captain Kirk will be there.
The Secretary Jerry of the... Oh, I love Jerry.
Jerry's got nice stuff.
He's got nice stuff, and he's a good man, too. He's really...
He's a trip. Yep. Yeah. We're usually next to Mike Krutt, who's a blast. And, just a lot of nice people, and we have a good time. And it's a short drive. We like that a lot.
I like the short drive part. Yeah, in fact, we're leaving Saturday night. We have stayed over Saturday night and then left Sunday morning, but we decided we're going to leave Saturday night this time and get home so we can spend more of the day Sunday here. So
unpacking and doing everything we need to do. So,
and for those that are inquiring in the chat, this is Landon Kugel's Oktoberfest, which reminds me.
Go ahead.
There was a beer on tap at the bar in Dallas, and it was a local. Was it Houston? Which I realize is not near Dallas. Was it a Houston brew called Zipper Zapper
Ziegenbach?
Ziegenbach.
I think so.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you people from Texas, you're laughing at me because you already drink it, but good stuff. Nice, nice amberish.
It was yummy.
Beer. Yeah, it was yummy. So we tried to share our beer.
You know, for most things, we share really well. Pens and beer, not so much.
Yeah, so it works out. So
yeah.
But you know, that's a really interesting segue into something new and
new as Field Notes Drink Local Limited Edition. These are so cool.
And I want to make a comment. I had when I initially put them up today, I stupidly put them up as one product. So they are indeed. I have since fixed that. So there is an ale and a lager set. So and each one of them comes with a
letterpress coaster.
Yes.
Really, really nice. We received the notice while we were on the way to Dallas. Oh, there you go. Yeah, these are pretty. So we received the notice on the way to Dallas, ordered them, and I believe they will be here tomorrow.
Yep, they'll be in tomorrow. So yep. They are. So yes, Paul, if you go on the site, it's fixed now. So
I think Tracy said she. Was Tracy trying to do it too?
I don't remember. I had it up for about an hour where it was incorrect, but it's correct now. So
yeah. So. Yep. These are very cool. I hope we ordered enough. I know that the last LE, the Night Sky, blew out. We got lucky and found a box kind of hidden, but. I hope we ordered enough this time. These look really cool.
Yeah. Well, we always keep one for ourselves, so that's.
Well. We didn't keep a night sky.
We didn't keep a night sky.
Yeah. I know.
That was the cool one too. Anyway. Anyway, yeah, we have them. They are available.
Yep. And as soon as they come in tomorrow, they'll ship out. So. Yep.
So don't if you're a beer drinker like we are on occasion, don't delay.
These are cool, and you know, Field Notes. You love your Field Notes.
I do. I don't. Where did I put mine? I took it out of my pocket.
You had the one in your pocket. It was just so beat up and tattered. The cover was coming off. But
I had it in my pocket for 4 months.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I love it. It's great. So I mean, I finally had to replace and.
Anyway, we have a number of other things that are arriving within the next week, but Brian won't let me mention them. We do like to we don't like to mention things until we actually either have them in hand or at least have tracking, in case something happens. You know, there's no point in talking about, you know, things that aren't coming in the...
There's that whole other side of the fact that, you know, I have to take a picture of it and put it up on the website.
I know.
The day job gets in the way and two pen shows in 2 weeks and all that stuff. So I don't want to.
Somebody in the chat was asking about Columbus. It is absolutely going to Columbus.
Yeah. Yes. Take my word for it. That's a fun show. Now we talk about various. You know, every show's got its own charm and character. Columbus is one of my favorites. And yes, I know I say that about everyone, but this is definitely one of my favorites because Columbus has two auctions. There's a dessert party.
Party right before the auction on Saturday. Terry is the smart man. He gets you sugared up and offers you some. Like coffee with Kahlua and real whipped cream. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And this cream puffs. If the tables are 6 feet long, there is probably 18 to 24 feet of yummy pastries and cakes and little, oh my God.
Yeah, he does it upright. There's that. And then, another, I think, on Thursday night is the wine and cheese party.
Yep.
which is also before the auction.
Friday night, I believe, is the pizza party the pizza that Pandemonium puts on.
Yeah, always well attended, not to be missed. There's dozens of pizzas. I mean, it's crazy. And then that's before the PCA meeting.
Yes.
The annual PCA meeting, which
cookies and coffee.
Cookies and coffee, so more food.
You don't need to really feed yourself. Just hang out at all the after events, and you're good.
Yeah, and I mean, there's seminars. Yeah, it's and it's huge. It's really a big show. I mean, there's a lot of
very big. But Terry is a very gracious host. He's got a very calming and soothing manner, and he is a vendor. So he knows what vendors want. He knows he's been in the business for a long time. He knows what the attendees want, and you've got a little bit of everything, and it's just a great show. So
yeah, definitely worth checking out. We'll talk about it more
as it gets closer.
As it gets closer, and we actually have I won't mention too much about it, but we have a special guest planned.
Yes, it'll be fun.
Very, very special guest. We're totally excited. I'm stoked. It's going to be a lot of fun. So
yep.
Yes, go.
All right. So shout outs. This could take an hour.
I'm just going to sit back and.
All right. So first of all, everybody in the chat, you guys rock. We've been having a lot of fun. People at the show. Oh, my goodness. Where do I start? Eddie G and Marianne.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome to see you guys. And I never would have known anything about competitive dart throwing. That was great. And the coffee Friday morning was just heaven. It was so fun. Yep. Ted H., we talked about him last week. He was going to make the show kind of this destination trip. It was awesome to meet him. And some of you guys should consider doing the same thing for a show down the road. Just go to a show. Make a decision. Go to a show. Lots of people ask for roommates. So maybe go on some of the boards and see if anyone else is looking to go and maybe share a room and share some expenses. Yeah, I did that for years.
DOS is a good one. People are, in fact, somebody was just asking just this week, somebody was asking for a roommate for Columbus.
Exactly. So. Thomas Q, oh my God, the CD was awesome. Now you guys know we always play Willie Nelson on the road again as we leave for a trip. But Thomas had sent us the Blue Dogs?
Blue Dogs, yeah, I think is what it was.
The CD of some of his favorite songs from one of his favorite groups. It was great.
Bill, my favorite song.
Couple times. Yeah. It was wonderful. Aziza.
Who's that?
Oh, my God. No words.
No words, yeah.
Just no words. Let's see. Adrian. Big hi to Adrian. A big, big hug to Tiffany, and yes to the Omas, by the way, Tiffany. Shout out to Harold, to Brent. I'm glad the pens will work out for the kids. Rainer, got to meet Rainer. That was fun. Shout out to Pace. And I need to give a big, big, big hug and shout out to Rachel and her dad, John. And I'm not sure if it's Lisa or Lissa. And she's going to yell at me for getting it wrong. It's got two S's in it. But she said that Lisa was a good name, so big hugs. I'm sorry. Leslie, absolutely. It was a blast. John D., John M., and Sterling. I got to tell you, man, Sterling is Sterling. He was, how old was he, 7? 8?
He was very well-behaved.
Incredibly well-behaved, having a good time with Dad, but never seemed to be bored, always did all the right things at the table. He was amazing, absolutely wonderfully behaved. And, you know, we see a lot of kids at shows, and some get bored, some just pick up everything, some are trying to pull the parents around. Sterling was amazing. He was golden. It was good, right?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I get it. That's nice.
Big hugs to Colburn and Christy. We had a blast with you guys.
Yeah.
And Colburn, man, you are a trip. And Christy, you are a saint. So, I'm sure there are other people I've forgotten. I'm sorry. I tried to write down as many as I could. And then a big shout out to Eric, who we heard from.
It's always nice to get a text in the middle of the day from him.
Yeah. And Hugh and Carol. And I need Carol to email me and tell me what kind of cappuccino maker she has.
Ooh, we're going to get into a little cappuccino maybe?
I think we are. Winter's coming.
I used to have an espresso cappuccino maker. I had a Krups, I think is what it was.
Hmm.
Years ago.
Well, we don't have one now. So.
It didn't work so well.
Carol has one. When she made this cappuccino, it was awesome. Yeah. So, okay. Yep.
Very good.
And again, everybody in the chat, thank you. So... That's it?
Hang on. There we go. all right. Cool. Very cool. Anything else?
Little plug to like us on Facebook. We're going to be hosting some Facebook-only events soon once we're done traveling. So make sure you're connected with us on Facebook. And don't forget, if you like this podcast on YouTube, like it by giving us a thumbs up.
Very cool.
Yep. I just like to say that. If you like it, like it.
If you like it, like it. All right.
Yep. I like you. I like my new pens.
All right.
I love my new mug.
Okay. All right. I'm going to move on while you drool over.
All right. You move on.
Thank you for watching tonight. And tune in next week. Tuesday, we'll be doing the Detroit Pen Show review. Comments, suggestions for topics, please use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Twitter, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Definitely check us out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog is blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website is andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new products or special sales. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week.
Ink it up. I just like to